Food is life, health and hope. Everyone should have the right to food, but not just any food. Everyone should have access to nutritious, affordable, safe and sustainable foods. Join us this World Food Day. Support the right to foods for a better life and a better future. Visit www.fao.org.
Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we are pleased to present Sadie McFadden's deeply personal song, Grieve at 23, released on October 3rd. The song reflects on her mentorship and friendship with Prince Edward County artist Suzanne Pasternak, who passed away just over a year ago. With emotional vocals and poignant lyrics, McFadden beautifully captures the heartache of loss at a young age. The warm acoustic guitars build into uplifting, lush strings, perfectly expressing the confusion and pain of grief at such a pivotal age. Let's listen now to Sadie McFadden's Grieve at 23, right here on CFRC.
Doesn't mean I was ready for you to leave. wait for all day. I want a taste of you.
Taste of you.
Feel your warmth, hear your heartbeat. Pull me in. I want to feel your hands on me.
Slow. Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to Indie Wake Up Call. I'm your host, Marijke Vernoy, and I am so excited to be joining you here from Carruthers Hall Basement this morning on Indie Wake Up Call, another beautiful Monday in Kingston. The weather's been steadily chillier and chillier every single day here, which I absolutely love. The advent of fall and the crisp turning of the leaves. Hopefully everybody's having a great start to their Thanksgiving Monday. Didn't party too hard last night or during Queen's Homecoming Week, which is upcoming now. But however you're choosing to celebrate, right now I'm celebrating not having class. Reading week is such a boon for university students, and I propose that we should have reading week every other week, but we'll see what the administration thinks of that. However you are choosing to celebrate or enjoy or relax today, I thank you so much for choosing to tune into Indie Wake Up Call, because we have an entire morning full of goodies. You just heard a couple of songs, including I Feel the Same by Danny Camacho, The Long Goodbye by The Hearts, and Sublime by Sarah Kinsley, all of which are new releases. The entire first hour of Indie Wake Up Call this morning and every Monday is always all new music. That's right, all new indie releases for an entire hour, many of which are Canadian. Danny Camacho and The Hearts are both Canadian artists. The Hearts are a little bit more kind of folksy, folk rocky, psych rocky, and then Danny Camacho is a little bit more contemporary, but both are absolutely fantastic. And that is a new release off of Danny's album. From The Hearts, I think that was just a single, but I think we can expect a bigger project upcoming from them. And then Sarah Kinsley, I feel like she's always releasing singles. I think she's probably between projects right now, but hopefully we can expect to see an album upcoming soon. We have even more music coming up this morning, though. Coming up next, we've got Sound Out the Vowels by Cootie Catcher, Later Hour by Andrea Cormier, and Good Enough by the California Honey Drops. And after that, we will be back with even more all-new indie music. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm Marijke Vernoy, and you are listening to Indie Wake Up Call on CFRC.
White noises, Folding.
just an absolutely fantastic, kind of Grateful Dead inspired song there. That was the California Honey Drops with Good Enough, which is a new single from them. The Honey Drops are fantastic. I had the pleasure of seeing them live this past summer out in California, and they are a Californian band, but they are sublime live, like just beautiful. They've got this big brass section. They're very, very talented musicians, and they're great at, they do these like live kind of jam sort of performances, which is why I liken them to Phish or the Grateful Dead or like one of those kind of psychedelic-y jam bands that can just go on and on and improvise to seemingly no end to the delight of the audience. I would highly recommend seeing them if you get the chance. And if you can't, then you can enjoy them on air with me. I will eagerly be documenting the series of new singles that hopefully we get to see from them in the coming months. And prior to that, you heard Andrea, I want to say Cormier, it could be Cormier. That was Later Hour, which is a new single from her, and I find her music just super dreamy. It also just seems to sort of abound from nowhere. It's long and it's fluorescent, and it kind of feels like you're just strolling through her songs, which I really love. So I'm excited to see more releases from her too. Coming up next, we got a couple more songs, including You've Got Gold by Hendrika, Peppermint by Anna Justin, and Golden Hour by Luna Lee. All three of these artists are Canadian, so I am coming in clutch with the new Canadian indie music this morning. Don't tell me that you don't get fed properly your Canadian content on this show. I'm bringing it to you in spades this morning. Thank you so much for tuning in, and please don't go anywhere. We still have so much more music and chit chat and yip yap and whatnot coming up on Indie Wake Up Call. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm Marijke Vernooy, and you are listening to CFRC.
Yeah. we're rolling, sorry.
Okay, are we good?
Just a little bit more.
God, that was such a decadent song. That was Golden Hour by Luna Lee. And all of her music just feels like biting into an incredibly rich pastry. The sweetness just goes on and on. It's kind of like in Alice in Wonderland when she eats the little Eat Me tablet and then she grows 10 sizes and everything gets super crazy. I feel like I've had that experience before, but definitely I feel that way when I listen to Luna Lee. All of her songs are that way. She has this absolute gift for these earwormy kind of instrumentals. Very, very psychedelic, very dreamy, and really great use of guitar in her songs. So if you haven't checked her out already, she's a fantastic artist out of Toronto, and she is certified Canadian Indie Gold. And like I said, that was Golden Hour, a new single from her. Previous to that, you heard Peppermint by Anna Justin, and then You've Got Gold by Hendrika. So kind of a golden theme to this morning, probably because of the golden leaves that are falling all around us. So it all ties in together. Coming up next, we got a couple more songs, including Waiting on the Right Time by The Sacred Souls. This is off of their brand new album. This is a group that I've really enjoyed watching over the past year or so. I feel like they've grown massively in popularity, due in part to the virality of a couple of their key songs, but they are super, super talented. I would categorize them as kind of a soul type of sound, but really cool to watch. And this new album represents a lot of musical growth for them, so I would highly recommend checking it out. Wristwatch by MJ Lenderman, and then Neon Signs by The Weather Station. And after that, we'll have a couple more songs to conclude our first hour of all new indie music, and then we'll listen to even more music after that. So if you are ready to listen to some indie jams, you are in the right place this morning. Thank you so much for tuning in. Once again, I'm your host, Marijke Vernoy, and you are listening to Indie Wake Up Call on CFRC.
Waiting for the right time, take one. Rolling. We'll be right back.
gotten used to feeling like I'm crazy or just lazy. Why can't I get off this floor, think straight anymore? Out on the street, I'm walking in a punishing heat. Nobody meets my eyes except woody sights, luxury descends.